true bypass pedals are great, but buffered pedals are great too. That is the topic of today. Welcome to Krachwerke, and another kind of what happens if, how to, and so on kind of video. So the new trend to want to bypass guitar effects pedals is well known, and the reasons are sound. As a guitar player, you want to eliminate anything that will alter or ruin the truest sound you can get. So the obvious go-to pedals are the ones that are true bypass. So what is true bypass and what is buffered? For those who don't know what true bypass is, it is when the signal passes straight through your effects or foot pedal without going through any electronics that might boost or alter the sound when the pedal effect is not engaged or on. All the pedals and some commercial pedals are buffered, like Boss, etc. Buffered means that the sound coming into the pedal goes through a stage where the signal is cleaned, amplified, clean/amplified. The buffer also turns the signal from high impedance to low impedance, as a signal from all electric guitar pickups other than active pickups are high impedance. Impedance is a measure of electronic resistance. The longer the signal path, the more resistance there is in it. With a high impedance guitar output, the more distance there is between your guitar and your amp, the more your tone will be affected by the resistance in the cable connecting the two together. This is from the Boss website. I did not come up with that sentence myself. I thought this sentence explained it just fine. Rule of thumb: if your stomp box or effects pedal lets you play through it when the battery is dead, out of the unit, is not connected to power source, it is a true bypass. That is when the effect is off. When the effect is engaged and not powered, it should let no signal through. That's pretty obvious. And if it does, there's most likely something wrong with it, or it was built by Harry Potter. To know if your pickup is high or low impedance, just check if the guitar is powered by 9 volt or not. If not, it is a high impedance signal coming from your pickups. Most people will agree that you want a clean line from your guitar to amp. The problem is that guitar cables and unbuffered pedals deteriorate the high impedance signal over distance due to resistance. So they don't alter or deteriorate it, they deteriorate it over the distance. It is generally accepted that this deterioration becomes audible at around 18 feet, which is around 6 meters. Most guitar cables are around that length to the pedal board, and again the same distance from the pedal board to the amp. The signal loses tone, especially in the high or treble range of the signal. So A good buffer turns the signal from high to low impedance and does not alter the tone. A good buffer turns the signal from high to low impedance and does not alter the tone. A low impedance signal, on the other hand, can carry across many meters, 30 meters or more, with good cables without any audible kind of tone loss. It is therefore obvious that long-distance cables and large pedal boards need some way of solving the deterioration problem, and this is best achieved with a good buffer. One option is to buy a good buffer and implement it onto your pedal boards, and keep the distance from your guitar to the buffer as short as possible to keep that signal at optimum condition. Another well-known option is to add a pedal with a good buffer into the chain. In my opinion and experience, Boss pedal buffers do not alter the tone in any shape, so try one of their tuners or other pedals, maybe in front of the chain, to condition the signal before it goes to the rest of the pedals. The usual exception to this is some fuzzers, some old fuzzers especially, and some wah pedals. These generally do not like the low impedance signal from the buffered pedals. They like the straight signal, the high impedance signal, from the guitar itself. So sometimes you might have to put, this is obviously with a bit of experimentation on your own boards, but usually the wahs and some of the fuzzers tend to go first in the chain. If you have many pedals on your board, you might have noticed how some of these do not like to be next to one another. Something in the signal between them just does not gel. These are also places where a buffer in between can possibly help the situation, even a buffered pedal. So this blog is not about what gives the best tone, it is about the setup and what happens. If you run short leads with a few pedals, you could argue you are better off with true bypass stomp boxes. If you run long leads with many pedals, you are most likely better off with a buffer or at least a few buffered pedals. In my experience, my personal experience, the Boss pedals, I have also an old Rocktech pedal. They do not alter the tone in any way, so they're cool to use, no problem. So, I think the rule of thumb here is that if you do end up having to use a buffer or a buffer pedal, just make sure you don't buy a shit buffer pedal. So, the example I have is I purchased a Behringer Overdrive Distortion to test, to play around with. The Behringer Overdrive Distortion is a copy of the Boss Overdrive Distortion, and it's the one where you can blend the overdrive to distortion and get a really nice in-between sound. And I must admit, the Behringer made a good job of it. The pedal sounded absolutely brilliant. But with the effect off, it sucked the tone and made it dull. And there was a bit of a hum in the signal as well. Now, I put in brackets here, I won't accuse Behringer pedals to be crappy or have crappy buffer stages. I can only vouch for the pedal I had, and it was crap. It might have been faulty, I don't know, but I obviously got rid of it. So I've heard from many people, they all think that Behringer has a bit of a tone-sucking problem when it comes to the buffer stage. So I stand corrected, but I think most Behringer pedals are actually buffered. So this is a pity, because although they're made of plastic and they're very cheap, the effects are actually usually pretty, pretty good sounding. So if you want to use a pedal that has a buffer and you feel it's sucking your tone while the effect is off, you have some possibilities here. One possible possibility to avoid that is to loop the pedal. This means looping it out of the chain with a looper pedal and leaving the effect on all the time. When engaging the loop, it brings the pedal into the chain, but always in the on state. In fact, loopers are a great way to keep the pedal board signal chain short anyway. So my summary, very simple. Buy good pedals, buffered or not. Don't buy shit pedals, don't buy shit buffers. Experiment with the placings. So, to go on with the summary, buffers. The benefit of buffering in most cases is that it allows you to connect your high impedance guitar into a low impedance quarter inch input on a mixing console and retain a half decent tone. When you plug your guitar directly to a mixer, the tone is typically going to be thin and brittle because of the impedance mismatch. By patching a buffer pedal like a Boss pedal in between, you give the mixer a signal it likes much better and your tone is preserved. Good buffers retain tone quality and signal but allow it to travel longer and more stable. So a true bypass, probably the ideal world for the recording of short lead scenarios. Two long leads and large pedal boards, and you will probably have to make a plan to low impedance your signal at some stage. So this is our take on true bypass pedals and buffered pedals, and thank you very much for listening to Kochbecker. Thank you. Bye.